Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Yesterday we continued I Have a Dream. It's something we do every year. We kick it off on MLK Day. But we've gotten so many entries, and this one was so cool that we had to keep it going.
Yeah.
We got Vico Hernandez to write us a letter, and he was a young man who was going through tough times when he was in his early 20s. It was going so tough. He was having such a rough time that at one point he was contemplating taking his life and was actually on his way to a park with a gun to do what he was set out to do.
Deep, man.
He said a song came on the radio while he was on his way to do what he was going to do, and the song spoke to him.
He prayed the night before for God to send him
a sign.
A week before, I think it was. And then he got the sign, or he interpreted the sign, and he's alive to tell the story now.
And he decided, man, I could actually help people because I went through this, and I got out of this depression. So he wanted to become a motivational speaker. That's his dream. So we had him on the show yesterday. He did a motivational speech. He gave us a nice little speech for a second and gave us a story. And we got a lot of response from people who were going through the same thing that he went through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we were saying, give us a call right now if maybe this is something you're going through right at this moment. And then this was your sign. We got some heavy calls.
We did. And in the last 24 hours, Vico, would you say your life has changed?
Oh, absolutely, JC.
How so?
I've gotten tons of requests and messages. I still haven't had a chance to reply to all of them.
Yeah.
And it's like people from all over the place just needing help, you know, asking for help and offering help as well.
Because sometimes they just need an ear to spill their problems.
They just want to talk to someone.
Yesterday we had a young lady named Victoria on the phone who was not feeling so well, not doing so well. Do you have any updates on Victoria?
Yes. We chatted for a little while right after the show on my way back.
Yeah.
And last night I got a hold of her as well, and we kind of continued the conversation for a little bit. And I got a hold of some other listener who kind of reached out to me, and we're trying to help her out with a grant. So, you know, just to, you know, let her know that there's people out there who care for her.
Yeah, good. Like counseling. You got her a professional counselor.
Exactly. I could tell in her voice. Yeah. She was really not in a good spot.
And I'm sure a lot of listeners, I think, were worried.
Yeah,
I was.
And I'm sure you heard a lot of similarities with her story, with your story from when you were going through those troubles, right?
Oh, my gosh, yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you got her the help.
When you're having such a hard time and you're in such a dark place, you feel so alone, like Vico was saying.
Yeah.
I can't tell you what a difference it makes when someone just like calls to check on you. Because sometimes you feel so alone, like no one cares about me.
And
no one's life's going to be affected if I'm not here anymore. And you just get that call from someone like, I was just thinking about you today. How are you? How are you feeling? Mm-hmm. And it can just change your whole mentality.
A smile on your face.
Yeah. Thank you, Vico.
Vico, have you been asked to give any motivational speeches anywhere now after we give your email out?
Yes, I have. They invited me to go talk to this Walk as a Charity event that they do to raise funds, prevent suicide.
Mm,
I also do a high school, so contemplating these.
So your career is
really excited.
It's getting going, buddy.
Good,
I'm glad for that.
Yeah, schools would be a great place.
Again, Vico, we're going to keep your information up at kidnation.com. So if you want to get in touch with Vico, you're going through some tough times. Vico wants to motivate you and get you out of that.
He's 27 years old. He's willing to help, willing to listen. And it comes from a good place, personal experience.
Yeah. And he's been there, Vico, thank you so much, buddy. I'm glad
good
you
luck,
came
man.
On the show yesterday, man.
Good luck, buddy.
Thank you, guys. Yeah. We'll appreciate that, all right?
Yeah, man.
We'll continue to keep up with you, okay?
Sounds good. I'll take care now.
All right, Vico. Vico Hernandez, everybody.
Hey, you talk a lot about kids having those problems, but it could be adults, too. Like Robin Williams. You know, 60 years old, and he was in a dark place.
Depression
and,
can hit anybody. Moving on to the Super Bowl commercial that many people were talking about. It's this Dodge commercial where old people were giving advice.
I'm 100 years old, and I want to tell the world what I have learned.
Live for now, because life is good. You make it good.
You will learn not to cheat.
There are miracles all around you.
Stay young.
Always tell the truth.
Keep your eyes open and sometimes your mouth shut.
Now, all that is great advice.
Mm-hmm. But is it?
I mean, it is.
Or is it?
Old folks can give some good advice. With age, I mean, comes wisdom, yeah.
But it got us thinking, it's like, sometimes old people give you some weird advice, too. You know, like where you're like, really, Grandma? I don't know if I want to do that. Like my grandma, when I was like 16, she was a big smoker. And she saw that I was super stressed out. And I said, Grandma, I don't know what to do. I have all these tests coming up, and my mom really wants me to do well in them. She goes, Mijo, why don't you sit down and just smoke a couple cigarettes? I'm like, Grandma, I'm 16. She goes, I know, but it really calms you down.
Smoke. Take up smoking.
Oh, that's not the best advice my grandma ever gave me. You know?
Hilarious, though.
Well, did you?
No. I can't. Cigarettes gross me out. I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Have you ever gotten some bad advice out from old person?
Let's go to the phone, and I'll ponder my. Okay. I'm sure I have. I've probably given out more than I've got.
Taylor, what bad advice did you get from an older person?
My great grandmother told me never to eat the tip of bananas because it will give me polio.
Wow.
Okay. What?
Where'd your grandma get that from?
Well, she's from the Czech Republic and is really old, so I guess they thought bananas gave you polio. I have no idea. I'm 26 and from Texas, so polio was never on my radar.
And when you wanted to tick her off, did you just get a banana and say, watch this grandma? Yeah.
Watch me eat the tip. Did she have a cool accent, too, when she was telling you that?
Oh, gosh. She did, and if you've ever heard somebody speak Czech, it's a real, like, harsh language, so she'd be in there yelling at me about, don't eat the tips of the bananas.
Can you try to do the accent, please? I want to hear it.
I can't.
All right. Yeah, the Czech accent's pretty tough to do. It's fine, Taylor.
All right.
Yeah, don't eat the tips of bananas or you will get polio, according to Taylor's grandma.
Okay.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We're looking for the worst advice you've ever gotten from older people. What, Jenna?
Nothing. It's funny. I mean, wasn't polio eradicated like what, half a century ago?
I'm sure it
more
was.
Than?
Yeah. Michael.
Might be making a comeback.
You didn't get advice from one of your grandparents. It was just a random old lady?
It was just a random old lady. My wife was pregnant, and we were at a store buying supplies to get ready for the new baby. And one of the supplies you always get was one of those little bulbs that suck out their noses.
Yeah.
This strange old lady came up to us, and she said, no, you don't need that. Just suck it out with your mouth.
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah, I've heard that. Yeah, they do that in
the old days?
Well, in... You know, like people that don't have advanced medicines and live, you know, what do you do if you're growing up without doctors?
She was real dramatic, showing us how to do it.
No.
And we didn't even know this lady. She drove up to us on one of the little scooters.
I think I'd pay $2.99 for the bulb.
Yeah.
It's
not
too.
Like you're saving that much money.
Yeah,
that's just weird. All right, Michael, thanks, buddy. So you went ahead and bought the bulb, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah.
I know Big Shirley told me once, I had a sore throat. Big Shirley was my barber at the time. And she would tell me, you know what'll cure that sore throat?
Don't.
What?
Don't.
He didn't even
finish. I know what he's going to tell. He's told it before.
Oh,
people
gosh,
have
Kelly
not had breakfast.
Knows. I don't know.
For a sore throat, huh?
That's what she told me.
Okay. What?
Gargle some urine.
All right.
That's what she told me.
Hey, we're going with bad advice from old people, and that's bad advice.
That's what the woman told me.
That's an old school remedy, Kelly.
You don't have to repeat stuff.
Kelly, sometimes you do.
Did you do it?
No.
Of course not.
No.
Well, then why even tell it unless you were going to
Because it's bad advice.
Bad advice. I'm going to say it's bad advice.
It is bad advice, though. I agree with you on
Thank
that.
Thank you.
Angela, what did an old person tell you to do?
When my son was born, my grandmother said I could take him anywhere I wanted to because he had super immunity.
Super immunity.
How did he acquire super immunity?
Yeah, did she tell you how?
Oh, no. She just thought that for some reason babies could go wherever they want it when it's really quite the opposite.
Yeah.
You know, you're supposed to keep them away from, you know, extra people and germs.
Yeah.
Super immunity.
You
I love that.
You slowly introduce them. Super immunity, baby. So I take it you didn't take them anywhere, did you?
No.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Sometimes you just don't even try to argue with them because what's the point of that?
You just tell them, sure, Grandma, I'll go ahead and do that.
Thank you, Grandma.
I promise you I will do what you told me to do and then never do it. Misty, who gave you the worst advice ever?
My grandmother told me that I could learn to love a rich man.
That's not bad advice. I know. Actually. I remember an older person, it wasn't my grandma, told me, you know, Jenna, at some point it's like, just love the one you're with. You know that old classic song? Yeah. Just love the one you're with. And it's like,
well, my grandmother was really poor, and that's what she says. I think you can find some happiness. Just marry a rich person.
Yeah. So it's easy to fall in love. What is it, Kelly? It's just
as easy to fall in love with a rich man as it is a poor one, but you got to make sure you're hanging around richer people. You fall in love with who you hang out with. Uh-huh. So start hanging around rich people.
So did you do that, Misty?
Well, I wouldn't say we're rich, but we're very blessed. And he probably has more money than I thought we would have.
So. There you go.
It worked out for you.
Do you love him?
Yeah, do you love him?
I do love him.
All right. Okay.
I'm glad you learned to fall in love.
Yeah. It's easier to be in love when there's not money problems. Yeah.
It's hard to be in love when them bills start coming in. Yeah, buddy.
Man, money sure doesn't make you totally happy.
No. But it doesn't hurt.
Oh, man.
No. It takes some stress
away.
Yeah.
It'll make me super happy.
No. I'd rather divorce a rich man than a poor one.
Right.
We're taking your calls on the worst advice you've ever gotten from an older person because of that Dodge commercial where they were giving you good advice.
Mm-hmm.
But not all advice is good advice.
Mm-mm.
Right, Robert?
Yes, sir.
What kind of advice did you receive?
Well, when I was in high school, my grandfather told me that my knees were hurting from football, and he said that he's been putting WD-40 on his knees for forever, and it's been it makes his knees feel better. And well, when I did it, I did it for about a week, and I wound up developing a rash and had to go get steroid shots for it.
Oh.
Did they at least stop squeaking?
and he still swore by it. He said that I wasn't putting enough on there or putting. So after several trips to the doctors and a few steroid shots later, I guess it didn't work too well.
Put some Tussin on it. Just put some Tussin on it.
But I've heard that before.
I just
WD-40?
You did?
I've heard it. I haven't done it. You know, like that big fat Greek wedding where he squirted Windex on everything that was bothering you. There's those old family revs. Remedies.
You know, at least you tried it, Robert. It didn't work out so well, but at least you tried it.
My elbow's been hurt. Maybe I need to stop by the auto parts store.
Try it.
Yeah, right.
It's the Kid Kredic Morning Show.
All right, you Breaking Bad fans, a.k.a. Jenna and JC in the studio.
Yeah.
I am so excited to talk to this guy right here because I happen to be a Saul Goodman fan myself.
Okay. True, you're not lying.
And he has a spinoff show called Better Call Saul, which premieres on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Two-night premiere, Sunday and Monday at 10, 9 Central on AMC. And on the phone with us right now, Saul Goodman himself, Bob Odenkirk. Hey, buddy, how you doing, man?
I'm good. Thank you for that. I can't believe this is actually going to be shown to people finally.
I know, right?
Yeah, do you have a home in Albuquerque, New Mexico? Because I feel like you've probably been living there for, a decade?
Yeah, I do. I have a place there where I stay. And it's I've gotten to love Albuquerque.
Yeah.
At first, I thought it was just a place to shoot a TV show and then leave as fast as possible. But it's beautiful. It's a beautiful place.
Can you talk to
those mountains, and you got a lot of sleazy lawyer billboards that are firing on the way to work, and tattoo removal as well. So you're set.
Now, Bob, to all the Breaking Bad fans and the people that maybe didn't watch the show, do you have to have watched the entire series to get Better Call Saul, or can you just jump in?
Yeah, I have to be honest. I was not a Breaking Bad viewer, and of course, once the series was reaching the finale and everybody's talking about it, now I want to go back,
right.
Watch it online, but do I have to watch that first before I can watch Better Call Saul?
I hope that people will believe my answer, because my answer is you don't need to know Breaking Bad.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter came to the premiere. She did not watch Breaking Bad because it was too bloody for her. And she loved it.
Because it's really a prequel. This is all before Breaking Bad.
I know, but it's not like the things that happen in this show are what caused Breaking Bad to happen.
Okay.
I mean, it's not like I teach Walter White how to make meth in this show. I mean, there's a lot of really scary stuff that happens, but in a way it's a bit lighter. But if you know the Saul Goodman character, the people there know him, he's kind of funny even when he's in trouble. So it's kind of got that feeling of, like, even when the worst thing is happening, you're kind of smiling at this guy and his trouble he creates for himself.
Yeah.
It's the same writers. So they're writing all those cliffhanger moments and all those dodgy ethical issues that Saul puts himself right in and actually creates for himself.
Yeah.
He's a great guy for creating his own trouble.
We're talking with Bob Odenkirk from Better Call Saul, which premieres on Sunday night on AMC. This was a character that was only supposed to be on Breaking Bad for a hot second, and then you were supposed to be gone, but you lasted three seasons. And if you're lucky enough, you might end up with your own Super Bowl commercial, like Mr. Heisenberg himself. Did you watch that commercial?
I did. I love that. That was so great. How great was it to see Brian in the in the character again? And it was just powerful. Even that few seconds was powerful.
Well, Bob, I have to ask, since now you are the star of the show, and before you were a meaningful peripheral character, did you pull Brian Cranston aside like, hey, dude, can you give me some tips? It's just me now.
Yeah, I did. I had him sit down. And I said, how do you do it? And he gave me all this kind of upbeat Joel Osteen, you know, like encouragement. And I said, hey, I can listen to Joel Osteen on my own. I don't need it from you.
I said,
how do you do it? No, I said, how do you actually do it? The thing itself, like, what do you do every day? Because, I mean, I it is substantially different, you know. It's the same job. I've acted a lot in many shows and movies. But there's so many lines and there's so much, you know, time you spend in front of the camera. And he basically talked me through a day and how you manage your day. And basically he told me, you just don't stop working ever.
Right. Mm-hmm. I feel it'd be tough to turn off that character and then just have to turn it right back on when the camera starts going, right?
I'm surprised he didn't make you get in your underwear.
What's that? He gave me some fresh underwear. You'll need this.
Playing a lawyer for so long, do you find yourself being kind of a legal know-it-all to your friends?
I am a legal know-nothing. I know.
So you're really acting.
By the way, Saul Goodman he's a lawyer. He has a degree from University of American Samoa, correspondence school, but he doesn't actually spout that much law. He mostly manages things behind the scenes and outside the courtroom. He doesn't like going in the courtroom. He doesn't like to have to get his shoes wet with actual law.
Yeah. Well, just a problem solver.
Yeah. Yeah. Most of the lawyers nowadays don't do law. They just make TV commercials.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he's good at that. So that's the part he does. I've learned nothing about law, but the thing is, the things that he does, the cases he has, and the kind of places where he works, the law, the courts, and all these are based on real lawyers. I mean, the guys who write the show, the same guys who wrote Breaking Bad, they've sat with lawyers for hours, and they've gone down to the courts and hung out. They love to do research. So all you lawyers out there, this will still be the show for you, and you're going to show everybody what you do all day, sort of.
Sort of.
How many people die in the first two episodes?
How many die? Do you see I have to think? Does that give you a...
Yeah. Oh, that's pretty good.
Oh, wow.
Then that means it's like Breaking Bad, yeah.
You know, it's actually not that many people die, but I still had to think about it, so... And, but you'll have to see what that means.
And I know you get this question all the time, but will there be maybe Jesse Pinkman making a little appearance on your show here and there?
Now, he's not in the first season, but I actually think that there are other characters from Breaking Bad who you're going to see. I mean, my character is a lawyer, and he's in, you know, Albuquerque, so it's the same milieu, as it were. And some of those guys are going to be in the show and girls, but... Aaron's character is not in the first season, but I do think that he's the most apt to return. That's my feeling.
Oh, I feel you on that one, Bob.
I'm feeling it.
I mean,
he's, you know, Jesse is like, he's trying to put it together, his life, and he's the kind of guy who would end up in that lawyer's office knocking on the door.
Well, Bob, I know you're super busy promoting Better Call Saul, so we'll let you go. Thank you so much for catching up with us.
Yeah, we got to remind everybody it's going to be premiering on Sunday night, but then episode two is on Monday night, which is its regular night on AMC.
Yep, thank you for that.
Bob Odenkirk, everybody, thank you so much for joining us, buddy. Good luck on the show.
Thanks, guys.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
If your car broke down and your work was 46 miles away,
46?
46 miles away.
That's a problem.
Would you just quit that job and try to find one closer? Or would you just walk to work?
Day off?
This story is crazy, Jetta.
Phone a friend?
This guy
guessing?
Is...
Guessing? Oh.
It takes 56-year-old James Robertson 8 hours to make the 46-mile commute to and from work. He walks 21 of those miles every single day.
Both ways?
And then, yeah, and then he rides a bus the rest of the way. He lives in Detroit, by the way.
So imagine so it's nice
this,
and warm.
Yeah, imagine this during the wintertime. And he works at a plastic parts manufacturer. For the last decade, after his 1988 Honda Accord quit on him, he has had to rely on public transportation, I mean, occasional rides from others, and his own 2 feet to make it to work every single day.
Wow.
Because he can't afford to buy a new car. He can't maintain a car. He just makes $10 an hour, just a little bit over $10 an hour. And he hasn't moved closer to work because his girlfriend inherited the house where they live. So, I mean, you got a free house, so you might as well stay there.
Right.
So this is what he does every single day. He leaves around 8 a.m.
Okay.
He arrives to work around 2 p.m., and then he works all the way till 10 p.m.
He catches has to walk back?
And then he has to go home, Kelly, at 10 p.m., catches the last bus towards Detroit at 1 a.m., doesn't get home till 4 a.m., which leaves him just about 4 hours before he has to take off for work again. I don't know how this man sleeps or lives.
There has to be a better way.
4 hours from the time you get back home to the time you have to go back to the slave.
And he has to go through 8 Mile, which we all know from the movie, very dangerous.
When does he even have time to go to the gym?
Yeah, I don't see
Right?
He says, you know, they ask him, like, what fuels you during this walk to work every single day? And he goes, oh, just Mountain Dew and Coke.
Oh, healthy.
So
okay.
He keeps it pretty healthy.
Man.
With his energy drinks.
Gosh, I always just thought that was a story that your grandpa told you. Like,
I used to walk
in the snow 8 miles to work every morning.
Uphill both ways.
And he does go uphills both ways.
So how did his story get out?
So this guy named Evan Leedy, he's a college student, saw this story, and he set up a GoFundMe account, which a lot of people have been doing when they notice that somebody's having a tough time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just basically to help Mr. Robertson buy a new car.
Okay.
Set the goal at $5,000. That affords you a nice used vehicle.
Car, yeah.
That will, there and back.
That will get the job done.
All right.
Well, I feel like Mr. James Robertson could get to work in a Tesla now because they have raised over $146,000 since February 1st.
Wow. $140,000.
What if he went and bought a Porsche?
Oh, he should.
Instead of just buying something cheap and saving all that money and keeping it, and he just goes and buys a Porsche.
It blows it all.
If it's a fund for a car, you might as well spend all the money on the
car.
No. Why not?
I hope he's a good guy. I mean, apparently
good
he is.
Good guy.
People. What's funny is he lives like in the auto capital of the country.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Right? I mean, isn't Detroit still making cars? I guess.
Don't you have to be a good guy? There's no time for him to be a bad guy.
Not getting any trouble.
Yeah, that's true.
Unless we find out later it's all a lie.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, he's been stinking
His poor girlfriend's like, you never make time for me.
You told me you were working. You've been going hanging out with this woman. I hope he's a good guy.
I guarantee you can't be a bad guy. When you have no time.
What'd you do today? You walked? That's what you did? You walked?
Yeah, right.
Walked.
Yeah, right. You walked 40 miles.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Walked. I seriously would not do that.
Why?
I guess
it seems like there'd be a better way.
Yeah, there's gotta be a better way.
My closer job.
Logical question here is why do a GoFundMe account and why not? I mean, I get it that he needs a car regardless, but why not just do like a GoFundMe another job? You know what I mean? Like a new, different job.
I mean, the guy's a third party guy, so he just saw the story and, you know, like a lot of people are doing now, doing these GoFundMe accounts.
Yeah.
You know, this guy looks like a good guy. I want to help him, you know, and without, I guess, I don't know how much digging the guy did, but I saw the story on the news this morning, and apparently there's another neighbor that takes him like part of the way on some days when he can. He just saw the guy walking every single day.
On the worst day, he has to walk at all.
Right. Uh-huh. But it's still a great story. I like that the guy took it upon himself to help him. I like that the guy has enough stick-to-itiveness to walk to work.
He has, I mean, getting to work is a full-time job for him.
Hey, dude, when you gotta make ends meet, you do what you gotta do.
I know. I know, but man.
Sometimes you got to. It's not just about working harder. It's about working smarter.
Well, that's
true. It just seems like there'd be a better way.
Well, Kelly, look at this. It's
but
Detroit.
I'm not living his life. I don't know. This could be the only option.
It's Detroit. There's not, you know, there's not a lot of options up there, you know.
Detroit's not doing so hot financially.
Yeah,
so
Detroit's not doing.
He's living in a free house, so he can't move closer. I get that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Doesn't make much money.
You know what else I don't get?
What?
Is this story I saw today online. And this just is, it just shows you how ridiculous things are getting in schools.
What happened?
This happened in Kermit, Texas.
Oh.
Right? A little small town. Mm-hmm. This 9-year-old boy, Aiden Stewart, he's a big fan of The Lord of the Rings.
Okay.
And he got one of those little replica rings. You know, that's what it is. My precious. It's this gold ring.
Precious.
And he brought it to school last week.
Okay.
And he was playing around, I guess, on the playground, and he put the ring over his friend's head and said, I can make you disappear. And the school suspended him.
Well, did the kid disappear?
Because he was sent home for threatening his friend
what?
To make him disappear.
With oh, magic.
Boy. He probably got some little whiny... Aiden said he was going to make me disappear! You're suspended. Can you imagine? You know how bratty kids are.
Yeah.
My daughter comes home every day. Everybody's mean to me. It's just that age, you know.
Right, right.
She told on me for walking too slow in line. She's so. This is the same thing. Some little bratty kid said, mm-hmm. Aiden threatened to make me disappear. They suspended this kid.
Golly.
And the father. The father sent an email back to the school. The father of Aiden.
Okay.
I assure you, my son lacks the magical powers necessary to threaten his friend's existence.
He has the ring, Kelly.
If he did, I'm sure he would bring him right back. Kids act out movies they see. When I watched Superman as a kid, I went outside and tried to fly.
Yeah. Shout out.
Yeah.
What kid didn't? And this is going absurd. Now, this is Aiden. I think the teachers have it out for him because this is the third time he's been suspended in 6 months.
I bet you Aiden's been doing something.
The first time he got suspended because he referred to his classmate as being black.
Okay.
That got him suspended.
I
don't know the circumstances.
Okay.
I'm just telling you. That's
all right.
He called somebody in school black. That's you have to go home. I guess you're not allowed to acknowledge your kids, you know?
Right.
The second time was he brought his favorite book to school. My daughter's asked to bring her favorite book to school.
What was his book, 50 Shades of Grey?
His favorite book was The Big Book of Knowledge.
Okay.
I'm not familiar with The Big Book of Knowledge, but apparently it contains a drawing of a pregnant woman. The teacher found it objectionable, and he was suspended.
Okay.
Well, they're just handing out suspensions willy-nilly in Kermit, Texas.
Yeah, apparently so.
They're ruining
children. What happened to just saying, you know what, you might have hurt his feelings by making him disappear.
Closing
the book and putting a little post-it note. This book might not be one of the best choices for him to bring back to school. No, we're just going to suspend the kid.
Right. I remember back in the day, to get suspended, you had to punch somebody,
mm-hmm.
lift a girl's skirt,
mm-hmm.
touch inappropriately. That's what got you suspended, not bringing a book to school.
With a drawing of a pregnant woman in it.
What was the pregnant woman giving me?
I don't know.
Something?
I have to look up the Big Book of Knowledge.
That is horrible. Mm. There was another story about a school that apparently they were finding something on the gym floor, number 2.
Poop?
Yeah. So they kept finding this. And so they didn't know which kid was doing this. So instead of just maybe putting some cameras up to find out who was doing it, because it was constantly happening,
mm-hmm.
they decided to pull the kids in a room and pull their pants down.
They did an underwear check.
They did underwear check.
Oh no!
These kids were like fifth graders.
Do that.
No.
I mean, they weren't like little kids.
As a parent,
fourth and fifth grade, maybe third graders.
No.
I would be. Livid. I would be livid if I found out my son was pulled into a room. I don't care if it's with another male teacher and made to pull his underwear down to make sure he's not the poo bandit.
Can't do that.
You can't do
with
that.
No parent. They didn't call the parents. Nothing.
Oh, parents are so upset about that.
No.
You just don't do that without asking parents. Set up a camera that you'll find it out. There's ways to find out besides basically humiliating kids. Little girls, little boys, they all had to do it. And I don't even think they caught the kid. That's what they're doing.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm scared for my kids to go to school.
Yeah, homeschool.
I might homeschool.
Homeschool.
Right. I got the skills.
Okay.
Wow.
I got the skills, though.
What are they going to do while you're at work? Homework? Yeah. You're just going to load them up with homework when you go to work every day?
Sleep in.
School starts at 2, children.
You'd be the worst homeschool
ever. Yeah, it would just be all physical education all day when you got home.
You have them doing the daddy's home dance.
Daddy's home. Hey, don't hate on the daddy's home dance.
I'm not hating on it.
Yeah, we would have dance. We would have PE. We would have soccer.
That'd be so well-rounded.
Yeah. Angelica, what'd your school do to your kid?
Oh, this actually happened to me when I was in third grade. yeah, I was really into Harry Potter because, like, the first couple books had just come out.
Yeah.
And I was on the playground one day, like, waving a stick around, like, a wand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And my teachers got really freaked out about it because they thought I was a witch, or they thought I really thought I was a witch.
No way.
And, yeah, so... apparently, it was bad that I had read the books because I thought I was crazy because I was just imagining, playing, And they called my mom and had a big parent-teacher conference and stuff, and they were really concerned about it, and they wanted me out of school because they were so worried that I was
a witch,
legitimately thinking I was a witch.
Your daughter's a witch. She's suspended.
Yes.
Did you leave that school, Angelica, or did you stay
there? Just put a spell on the teacher?
Yeah.
Oh, I put spells on all of them.
Yeah, dang right you put spells on everybody.
Yeah.
We're teaching kids, don't read books because, God forbid, your imagination starts running wild.
Right.
What are we supposed to do?
I don't know. It's crazy.
Kelly, Al, JC, and Jenna are back. The Kid Kranick Morning Show.
One of my favorite things that Kimmel does is the mean tweets. That is so genius.
It is. And, I mean, they don't mess around with that.
Yeah. Right. He did another round of mean tweets, and this time, it was all musicians.
Trying to use the word hate less often. Here goes, I thoroughly dislike Sam Smith. Well done.
Ed Sheeran is still ugly.
Wiz Khalifa looks like a homeless woman.
Yeah, he laughed at that.
No, he didn't like it.
I told Al
I saw Wiz Khalifa walking the red carpet at the Super Bowl. Uh-huh.
Did you tell him you're friends with us?
I forgot to tell you guys. It was so funny because he's walking by and I'm trying to stop him to get an interview. He wasn't doing any. And I'm like, Wiz, do you remember the chicken wing interview? He stopped in his tracks, turned around, and he goes, blank that. And kept walking.
I'm telling you, that's what did it.
He remembered.
That's what
he
did it.
Hates
but at least
you
he remembered. You remember.
He remembers.
He remembered.
That's good.
I made an impression.
That's great. Hit it, Shannon. It's time for the Does That Make My Kid Crazy?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
We've done Does That Make Me Crazy, where you tell us what you do that's crazy. But this is all about your kids, because they do crazy stuff, too. We got some on social media, Jenna?
Yeah, we did. I mean, I don't have a kid, so I can't contribute. So next time we do Does That Make My Dog Crazy, maybe I will. But Angela wrote us on Facebook and says... ugh. My son will only toot if he's tooting on someone. He will literally hold it in until someone is available for him to run to and toot on. Does that make my kid crazy?
Yeah. And gross.
Mm, right?
Kids are weird.
Man, I feel bad for whoever that kid dates.
Yeah.
Yeah. Holly writes, my 6-year-old daughter constantly asks me if she can have my stuff when I die. My clothes, makeup, jewelry, my gum. It's starting to get weird. Does that make my kid crazy?
Yes.
I would sleep with one eye open.
Oh, my God.
That kid wants your stuff.
Right?
That's weird.
My gum?
Can I have your gum when you die, Mom?
Jennifer says, my son has to get completely 100% naked to go number two. Does that make my kid crazy?
I've heard of that before.
Yeah, a lot of kids do that for some reason.
I still do.
You do? That's weird. Amanda says, my 2-year-old insists on eating raw onion with his dinner.
Mm.
I can hand him a plate and he says, I want onion. And won't eat until his onion is on the plate. He smells like onion all the time.
Ugh.
Does that make my kid crazy?
Wow.
I love a good onion too, there.
I didn't think kids like onion. But apparently
they do.
Yeah. There's some sweet onions you can eat like apples.
Really?
Oh, hold on.
Yeah. No.
Sweet onions.
That's what
I used to do.
Some people eat onions like apples.
Sweet ones.
Sarah, this is funny. 4-year-old daughter. She prays every time before they have a meal, and this is her 4-year-old daughter's prayer. God is great. God is good. Let us thank him for this food. Amen. Baseball!
Random?
Why not?
I don't know.
Oh, random?
That's funny.
Let's go to the phones. Amber, you're on. Does that make my kid crazy?
So my son's going to be 2 in April, mm-hmm. and
he's going through this stage where he is licking everybody.
Oh, I hear it.
You're embarrassing, Mom.
What's he doing, Mom? Don't tell Mommy.
He's licking everybody.
Oh, wow.
What?
Yeah. He used to wake me up in the mornings by, you know, giving me a kiss on my mouth, and he would, like, peck me, you know, to wake me up.
Yeah.
And recently, instead of pecking me, he decided that he wanted to lick me on my cheek, and that's how he wakes me up now. Does that make me crazy?
It's cute crazy.
Yeah.
It's cute crazy, Amber.
Cute crazy. Enjoy it. It won't last forever.
Yeah. Does he bark?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, if he's licking you when he's like 15, then definitely.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I'm just yeah. Mom at 15.
Have a great day, Amber. Thanks for sharing. The licking of the face.
Rita says, as a funeral procession passes by, my 8-year-old daughter says, man, I love funerals. I was like, why? To which, without hesitation, she replied, I love the smell of flesh. Speechless. Does that make my kid?
Yes. Yes.
How does she even smell it?
I love the smell of flesh.
Wow. Can we get the FBI watching that kid?
Wow. That's a red flag right
there. Yeah. Man, that's definitely.
Oh, man. That
I love the smell of
right
flesh.
There. Yeah.
Kids say the most murderous things, don't they? Rachel, what's your 3-year-old do?
I have a 3-year-old who's currently in the potty training phase. Uh-huh. And my husband was telling him a story about when he was in college and peed in a trash can one night. I'm assuming it was after a night of drinking. And so now my 3-year-old thinks that trash cans are the new toilet. And he now prefers peeing in trash cans over the toilet.
Oh.
Does that make my kid crazy? Or does that make my husband crazy? I'm not sure.
I hope you're blaming your husband for that one.
And you know what? That just makes him a man.
Yeah, you know, us guys, we just do it wherever.
Yeah, we just do it wherever. So
at least it's not on the floor.
Yeah.
Yes.
You have years and years and years of just peeing all over ahead of him.
Everything's
for game. Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, good luck with that, Rachel.
Good luck.
Get more trash cans. Put them all over the house.
Yeah.
Oh, this one's a good one.
All right.
I feel like this kid might be related to Big Al Mac. Abby, go ahead.
Yes. Hi, I have a 5-year-old, and he is a little girl crazy right now.
Uh-huh.
But he only likes the older girls.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so the other day, my husband and I had something to do, and so we hired a babysitter, and she's a new sitter. And the first thing that he said to me verbatim was, Mom, is she hot? You better be hot, Mom.
My man. Heck yeah.
Does that make my kid a player?
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, he has no problem yelling out to random girls, like 18, 20, like, you're hot. Literally, we can be at the mall. And I'm like mortified. They think it's cute. I'm kind of freaking out.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got a little player in training.
Until one shows up and he's like, Mom, she's a 2.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes, no.
Hopefully he doesn't do that in front of the babysitter next time. Yeah, good luck with that, Abby. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I only want hot babysitters, Mom.
Gosh, born a player.
Let's go to the teenage edition. Stacy, what's your 14-year-old daughter do?
Good morning. My 14-year-old daughter is deathly afraid of cotton balls. Mm-hmm. And this all started when she was probably 5-6 years old. She gets big, huge goosebumps all over her, and we've, you know, thrown them at her, and she just dodges cotton balls. She takes her nail polish off with Q-tips. So I'm just wondering, does that make my kid crazy?
Afraid of cotton balls.
You know, I don't like the texture. Yes. They have a weird, scary texture, and I use them to take makeup off sometimes, and if it's too dry, it feels very weird on my face and on my eyes. Yeah,
you get those little cotton threads in your eyeball.
Yeah, I mean, they do have a weird dry texture, but that's a little severe.
No reason for it, Stacey? She just doesn't like them out of the blue?
No, I asked her one time when she was about 5, I said, bring me some cotton balls, and she just looked at me and said, I can't. I'm like, what? Don't get the cotton balls. And now her friends will, you know, like, chunk them at her, and she just...
Oh,
yeah, you cannot tell your teenage friends if you're afraid of something because they will tease you and use it against you your whole life.
Apparently, in her brain, the Q-tip is made out of some other material because it's the same thing, right?
Yeah.
Q-tip
but it's not as fluffy. It's more middle. Yeah. It's more compact.
Yeah. And she can hold the stick instead of the actual cotton.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. We go slightly crazy on that.
Slightly crazy.
Slightly crazy, Stacey.
Slightly crazy. Yeah. Wonderful. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm glad we could fix that for you.
Mm-hmm.
This kid's hilarious. Martina, please tell us what your son likes to talk about.
My 4-year-old son likes to speak about his past life as a cat. His most recent story to my roommate about how he used to poop in a box when he was a cat.
Yeah.
Yeah, he might be a little loose, in the head.
Kid crazy?
Yeah, he's crazy.
Or very in touch with the other side.
Does he tell you what was his cat name? Does he have one?
No, he doesn't. He likes to call himself Fat, but he said he's a cat.
Fat cat.
Wow. He might be.
Yeah.
Maybe he didn't. Maybe that cat didn't get its 9 lives or something. Uh-huh. You know, and this is just its 9th life.
Yeah.
As your son. No.
Yeah, I don't know where he gets it from. Not sure.
Yeah, get him a ball of yarn for his birthday next time. See if he likes
when
it.
When he gets upset, does he get a little hump in his back?
Yeah. He's fits hairballs.
Scratch people.
You're right.
Yeah. Certified crazy, Martina. Definitely. Yeah.
I believe it. It's okay.
Thank you for your call. Oh, we got some good ones. Kids are crazy. Amanda, your 13-year-old has something in common with Jenna.
Yes. She licks and gleeks on everything. She says that she wants to see what the world tastes like.
She wants to see what the world tastes like.
Yeah.
Tell us nasty. Don't do that. It's nasty.
I know, right?
The world is
all
nasty.
The time. Like, we were at the grocery store the other day, and she picks up a bag of marshmallow and licks the bags. I'm like, oh, stop it.
Oh.
You sound extremely calm for that.
What are you going to do?
Please tell me she doesn't lick the handle on the shopping cart. That's been
I haven't caught her yet.
Okay, good. I haven't caught her yet.
Oh.
I mean, there's still a possibility.
I lick stuff. I taught myself how to gleek around that age when I was bored on the school bus for fun, and now I can gleek on cue.
Yeah, gleeking is cool.
Oh, yeah, so can she. She's like, and it's far, too. I'm just like, oh, my gosh, will you quit, please?
Yeah, man, that's crazy.
Yeah, I get licked and gleeked on all the time.
Say that.
Gleeking is funny.
Thanks, Amanda.
Because people are like, if you gleek on someone when they're sleeping, I used to do it to friends, they're like, what? Like, what? You know, because it's just this, like, mild squirt of water.
Yeah.
It's gross.
It is gross.
Makes me gag a little bit.
Yeah.
Kelly, you would like to know if your little brother's crazy?
Yes, I would like to know if my little brother's crazy.
Go ahead.
He clips his toenails. He clips his toenails and keeps them in his pillow. And then he pulls the scabs off of his feet and eats them.
Oh, man.
Okay, we should have stopped at the toenails.
I missed what she said, but I don't think I need to.
No, you don't want it.
So he puts his toenail clippings in the pillowcase?
Well, you say clippings, JC, so that's not weird to you.
Yeah, I did before.
Yeah, he does it like once a week, and he says it's like, well, I'm just keeping them so I can keep all the bad monsters away. The only thing is he's 14.
He's 14?
Yeah.
Hopefully he grows out of that before he starts dating.
I hope so, too.
All it takes is one girl to come over and see that, and he'll stop that right away.
Yeah, right?
That's how you fix that.
There's no girls in the house with me, so that's not a problem.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, crazy. Definitely crazy, Kelly.
Yep.
Why does my pillow smell like feet?
Why would you?
I don't know.
I'm glad you missed the second part of that.
I missed it. It's okay. I don't need to hear it again.
You don't need to hear it.
Yeah.
Right. I'll tell you out there.
Okay.
Yeah, no. I mean,
I don't want to be in the room when you
tell her. I think that's a boy thing, because I think... I've heard of boys doing that.
No,
boys do all kinds of nasty.
Girls do that too.
No,
boys do all kinds of nasty.
It's mostly
stuff.
That's not exclusive to a sex thing. That's just weird.
Rachel, you're on. Does that make my kid crazy? Go ahead.
Yes, my 4-year-old son. Anytime he sees somebody's stomach exposed, he has to kiss it and rub his face on it.
Oh.
Yeah. He has to give what do you call it? Raspberries or.
That's a
not raspberries. You just have to kiss it. And we've gotten in trouble at daycare for it. When, like, little girls will lift their shirts up, he runs over and will kiss their stomach.
Well, that's their fault for flashing.
Yeah. Don't take them to a middle school.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like, he can't help himself.
Take him to high school football.
Anybody. He does it to my mother. He does it to my boyfriend. Like, he's not biased against what type of stomach. He just loves stomachs.
Even big stomachs?
Yes.
Yeah, you should get him a Buddha statue.
Yeah.
He'd just like being hog heaven, wouldn't he?
He would go crazy at the beach.
Kiss the Buddha belly.
Yeah, that's why we haven't been yet.
Yeah, that's cute crazy, Rachel. I like that.
Hopefully he dates a girl one day that doesn't have that sensitivity like most of us do. Don't touch my stomach. Don't look at my stomach.
I think this may end. Does that make my kid crazy? This could potentially be a Hall of Famer.
Okay.
Bridget, shout out.
Hello.
Hey. Go ahead.
Hi, I have a 8-month-old that's just starting to learn how to crawl
mm-hmm.
and wants to put everything in his mouth. I have big kids who are in and out all the time. We live in East Texas. My baby has this thing for crawling around and looking for spiders.
Oh.
Live spiders, dead spiders.
Ooh.
He puts them in his mouth and chews on them. I'm constantly having to put my finger in his mouth and pluck the spider because their legs are still moving.
Oh.
It's disgusting.
How does your kid not know that spiders are the scariest thing in the world?
Freaked out. Okay, freaked out.
He has no idea. My daughter and I scream and nobody wants to take it out of his mouth. And I've never touched a spider before until taking it out of my baby's mouth.
Oh, my goodness.
So gross.
Yeah.
Maybe he's Spider-Man.
He might
be. Does that make my kid crazy?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
He might be a lizard.
He'll grow out of it. And then one day you'll tell him this in front of his girlfriends and he'll be so embarrassed.
Yeah,
Mom.
Yeah, yeah. Make sure you take pictures and video of this.
It's in his baby book. His baby book.
That kid spits webs of lies.
Now on the Kid Craddock Morning Show. That's right.
Oh man.
Yeah, you should fix that, Bridget, somehow.
Oh, that's weird. Yeah. I don't even know how to tell you to fix that.
There's no way to fix
that. No.
Thank you.
Weirdest kid ever.
That's a Hall of Famer right there.
Well, I've got him on the high chair eating cheese toast right now, so maybe he'll get full on that and won't be looking for spiders.
Oh,
I just wanted a little dessert.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
Keep us posted on Spider-Man, Bridget. Good luck with that.
Maybe he'll turn into like a Steve Irwin or something, you know?
I guess.
It makes me so curious when kids do things, if they just outgrow it or if it's something that they're like meant to do
when they get older.
Yeah.
Spiders!
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.